Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The luxury home building company Toll Brothers reported its fiscal fourth quarter earnings today. No sign of a burst housing bubble. Profits were up more than 70% over the same time last year. But there are other signs that the real estate market is slowing. From Los Angeles, Marketplace's Tess Viglin is here. And Tess, first let's talk about the Toll Brothers company. They've given some market-pleasing numbers today, but also a warning, I understand.
Yeah, you know, who wouldn't cheer a 72% jump in profits, right? Yeah. But that news really came with a caution from Toll Brothers that it's cutting its forecast for how well it's going to do for the full year. Originally, it predicted overall growth of 20%. Now it's talking about 0 to 10%. And they're citing, of course, a slowdown in the housing market. Interest rates are on the rise. Houses are taking a little longer to sell these days. There's just a lot of anecdotal evidence out there that some of the air is coming out of the housing bubble.
And what is some other evidence of that?
Well, there have been several pieces, though we've also seen something of a mixed message in the last week or so. Yesterday, the UCLA Anderson forecast came out with its quarterly assessment of the housing market. And it's predicting that as many as 500,000 construction jobs and 300,000 financial sector jobs could be lost as the housing market slows down. On Tuesday, the National Association of Realtors released its index of pending home sales. That was down in October. Last week, we had a slew of numbers showing some weakness. Home price appreciation slowed in the third quarter, and sales of existing homes dropped 2.7% in October. But then you also had a report that sales of new homes jumped 13%, and that's the fastest monthly pace in 12 years. So again, some mixed signals, but overall the experts are saying that the hissing sound from the bubble is going to stay with us for the foreseeable future.
But Tess, I understand mortgage applications are up, and isn't that a sign that the housing market is still strong?
Yeah, that's usually true. And mortgage applications were up this week, and that's mainly due to the fact that interest rates dipped ever so slightly in the last couple of weeks. So there was this big rush to refinance by people who already own their homes. But overall, interest rates have been rising, and that's put something of a damper on mortgage applications since about the end of September. And today on Marketplace, we're talking with those mysterious hedge fund managers about why they're so unhappy about being unmasked, so to speak, by the feds.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.